After having already given birth to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, we read in Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Lamed Hei, V'tahar od v'teled ben, that Leah had yet another son. And this time she says, V'tomer hapam od es Hashem. This time I will really thank Hashem. Alkein kar shemo Yehuda. And that's where the name Yehuda comes from. Yehuda milashon, to thank Hashem. Pasuk concludes, V'tamod miledet. And at that point, she stopped bearing children. This naming of Yehuda, the etymology of his name, coming from the Lashon of Thanksgiving, is really very fascinating. But in order to fully appreciate this, it's worth considering a fascinating insight of Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, the famed Kedushas Levi. He suggests, commenting on this pasuk, that this is the reason, that Yehuda ended up becoming the patriarch of all of the kings in the monarchy within the Jewish people. Let's take a step back, let's unpack this, and then we'll try to understand it. We know, if you skip to the end of Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Vayechi, on his deathbed, Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Yud, when Yaakov is giving his bracha to Yehuda, he tells him, Lo Yosser, Shevet Mi Yehuda, that the staff, so to speak, of ruling, of leadership, of monarchy should never leave your Shevet. You are destined to be the leaders politically of the Jewish people. And Chazal explained that this is many, many different kings or direct lines from Yehuda. And in fact, even the Nesiim, when the Jewish people lived in Israel, when there were no more monarchy, the Rashi Kahal in Bavel, all of the leadership was intended to be through the Shevet of Yehuda. In fact, we know that this is part of the criticism of the Chashmonaim after the Hanukkah story, because they, in essence, became the kings, and they were obviously Kohanim, not from Shevet Yehuda. So we know that there is certainly already in Tanakh and then throughout Chazal an emphasis on the connection between Yehuda and his children being the leaders, being the kings and the leaders of the Jewish people. The Chiddush here is not that. That we know. The Chiddush, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, is that this phenomenon that Yehuda and his children were merited to be the kings and the leaders, it comes from the fact that his name was Yehuda. Now, what exactly does that mean? What is the connection between gratitude, Alkain, that's why his name was Yehuda, because she thanked Hashem, Odes Hashem, she thanked Hashem, and monarchy and Malchus. What is the connection? So Rav Levi Yitzchak says as follows, a very fascinating idea. Yedua kishatzadik omer kol ha'ashpa'ot ha'tovot u'brachot aleinu, hum in ha'shamayim, azai hum mamlech aleinu es Hashem Yisbarach. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, an important klal. If a person is willing to acknowledge that the good, the blessing, the bounty in his life comes from Hashem, it's not a direct result of kochi v'otzam yadi, his own efforts, but rather it is because of God's blessing, then in essence what he's doing is being mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is in essence acknowledging and affirming God's monarchy in this world. And as a result, hu midas hamalchus, v'nimsa she'ovid l'Hashem Yisbarach midas hamalchus. As a result, that person has enveloped him or herself in this dimension of malchus. Azay nimshach hashpa gam kei b'midas hamalchus, hu sheva malucha, shefa hamalucha. That is to say, explains the Kedushas Levi in a kind of spiritual, mystical way, mida keneged mida. Just like a person, by acknowledging and thanking God, has in essence being coronated Hashem over his life, added more malchus of Hashem in this world, so too as a result of a reward, mida keneged mida, the spiritual reward or the spiritual energy that is, so to speak, returned to that person, is in the form of malchus. As a result, he says, when Leah named Yehuda out of Hakar Satov, it impacted his entire destiny. What he seems to be getting at, on one level, certainly on a more metaphysical level, we have an idea, the Gemara in Brachos tells us, Shma Garim, a person's name can impact his destiny. Many Hasidic thinkers, for example, Rav Nosson of Breslov, has the line, Da Hashem Shenostim Lo La'adam, Hu Lefi Ha'pula Sheish Lo La'adam Lasos Ba'olam. You want to know what your destiny in life is? It's connected somehow to your name. So on some metaphysical, mystical level, that's clearly what the Kedushas Levi has in mind. But perhaps also on our level, we can understand that given that this was Leah's mentality from the moment she gave birth, This is really how she raised him. She raised him to be someone with gratitude. She raised him to be someone who had Hakaras HaTov. It wasn't just that his name impacted him, but presumably his entire childhood, his whole education was steeped in that idea. What does that have to do? How does that therefore lead to someone becoming a king, royalty, monarchy? So again, on a mystical level, metaphysical level, Rav Yitzchak has said what he said. But perhaps what he also means, or at least the way we can understand it on our level, may be that gratitude and the willingness to say thank you, whether it's to Hashem or to other people, the root of that is a willingness to admit that you actually don't have everything that you need, that you don't have all the answers, that you're not perfect, that you need other people, that you're not alone. That mentality, that willingness to look towards others, a honest appraisal of oneself and one's own limitations, that generates humility. All of that wrapped together is frankly why people so often don't want to say thank you, even though they obviously owe somebody else their gratitude. But it's hard to say thank you because that is basically admitting you needed them and that you owe them and that you couldn't have done it on your own. People don't want to admit that. We want to feel independent. But clearly that is a necessary ingredient in becoming a leader. And therefore, perhaps in addition to the more metaphysical level, on a more down-to-earth, prosaic level, that is the essence of the Kedushas Levi's beautiful insight. That because his name was Yehuda, he was raised with that humility, that sense of gratitude, and as a result, that impacted his personality, his destiny, and perhaps he gave that over to his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and that is why they became the kings. It is worth mentioning, in conclusion, that there is a comment in the Zohar that is also apropos to this, in which the Zohar tells us, "Mand ihu zahir, ihu rav. Mand ihu rav, ihu zahir." A person who thinks that he's big is really small. Someone who thinks he's small is really big. That was the essence of Yehuda, and that's why he merited to be the king.